Welcome to this edition of City Watch. I'm your host, Greg Oberon, City Council Member at Large. And then today we're going to be talking about the 13th Avenue North Rec Trail project with our assistant city engineer, Zane Pennock. It was really interesting that I have known Zane pretty much most of his life.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun to see now working with him on a professional level now. And tell us about the 13th Avenue North Rec Trail project.
Yeah, so the 13th Avenue North Rec Trail project has been in the process for a long time. It was identified by our Trails Advisory Board back in 2016 as their top priority location to get a new bike trail installed. It offers a lot of there's a lot of benefits to it. It not only does it make the road safer, but it also connects a lot of things along that corridor. So it's going to go from 4th Street. It's going to start there. It's going to head to the west. It'll be on the north side of the roadway. It's going to travel all the way up to the middle school. And then from the middle school, it's going to head south along 14th Street down to the Erickson Center. So you'll have one long sidewalk connection along that entire corridor once this project's complete. Because right now that section is kind of choppy. There's sidewalks here. There's sidewalks there. But they don't connect along the entire width of the corridor or length of the corridor. So all said and done, it's going to be about 9,000 feet of trail. It'll be an 8-foot-wide rec trail, which is about 1.75 miles almost. So, it's going to be a great project.
So what is this going to be, concrete or is it going to be asphalt?
Yep, yeah, concrete trail. It'll be 3 feet behind the back of the sidewalk, which, some boring construction details that aren't super exciting. But, there's two parks along there. There's going to be two schools along there. It connects to churches and businesses and a residential area. So, I'm sure everybody, I know you and I have seen it, but I'm sure everybody in the community has seen people walking, along the side of the road or sometimes in the road. Maybe sometimes they're running in the road. There's a lot of people who try to walk along that corridor, and there's just not a safe spot to do it. So this sidewalk, or this trail project is going to be a great option for that.
I have one friend who I've known for a long time, and she walks to work every day along that side.
To Jewel.
Okay. Yeah. We all know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't want to embarrass her. But,
yep.
And this will be a welcome for her to walk that. Also, one of the things that I have always thought about is Kleppe Park.
Yep.
And what about we can now maybe update somehow Kleppe Park, maybe, put in some retaining walls, put in some landscaping, something like that.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I think Kleppe Park is a hidden gem is a bit going a bit far because it's just a big grass lot, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't even realize that that's
a
recognized city park.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe it gives us an opportunity to use that ground a little bit better. This trail will go right through it. Trails are a great option to connect people to places. That's the goal behind these things, and that's usually what drives the development. So, like I said, we're connecting. We have residential areas on the east end of this trail project. Going past Springdale Drive, it's going to connect to the 19th Avenue or the Springdale Drive project that goes up to 19th Avenue North and connect to some existing trails that lead up to the middle school. So we're just trying to give people a new mode of transportation around town. If they want to ride their bikes, to get from place to point A to point B, or they want to walk or run for exercise or recreation, or they just want to walk their kids or grandkids down to get some ice cream. That's the point of these trails. We want to connect people to places.
And the other thing, too, is one of the things that is going to be cool for me is there'll be a sidewalk to the front door of the Erickson Center.
Yeah.
All the time, I'm passing by, coming from work, and there's kids walking on the drive in order to get there because the grass is wet because it just rained or it's snow or whatever. That really is going to be a good connector. And, of course, when I was on the trails committee, we were also talking about a trail from the Erickson Center all the way down to 2nd Avenue Road and eventually the Arboretum down there. So this is just another step in what we're doing. And then that'll be an interesting thing to kind of start planning for in the future.
Yeah, there's a lot of new some exciting trail projects coming up. I won't go too far into them, but, there's been a lot of movement on that front, especially with the Bluff Manufacturing Project coming, that's going on right now. That changes the whole landscape of trails in town. So it opens up some new options, some new ideas, and, we can just expand out from there. You got to start somewhere, And this 13th Avenue North Trail is going to be a great starting spot.
And you hit on it while we just have a couple of seconds here. There will be a trail from Route 30 on Manufacturing and Bluff Boulevard.
Yep.
All the way to
7th Avenue North. Yep.
And that is most of that trail going to be 8 foot wide, or is it going to be smaller in some areas?
No,
just because of the landscape availability?
I think along almost the entire way, it should be about 8 foot wide.
That's good.
Yeah, it'll be wide enough that you can ride a bike on it. That'll be a game changer in the trail landscape around town.
Oh my gosh, yes. And then just in the last second, we do have another project that we're working on to go from South 14th Street down. We have a grant application in the works right now for that.
We got a $750,000 grant from the state of Iowa to go from South 14th Street at the intersection of Bluff Boulevard. It's going to go south to Lincoln Way.
Great. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you on the next edition of City Watch.